It's 10 o'clock. It's Tuesday morning. It's a mountain time. That means it's time for Tom and Shane, and we're happy to have you along with us. I'm Tom. He's Shane, in case you can't read or can't figure that out. That's who we are.
That's right.
And guess what? Hey, subscribe to us. Why not? Hey, we picked up several subscribers here in the last few days. We're happy about that. And don't forget to ring the notification bell, because that'll let you know when we're going to have another podcast. You don't have to worry about it being 10 a.m. Mountain Time, because it'll let you know whatever time zone you're in as to when we're on. And if you'd like to support the show monetarily, we would appreciate that very much. And there's a link in the description below to be a Patreon member and help us out with the cost of putting these things on. And if you'd like to do this yourself, we use a StreamYard, and it's real easy to use. As you can see, we can actually do it. So you can put names up, you can put crawls across the bottom of the screen, you can put up pictures, all kinds of stuff like that. So there's a link to the description below for that as well. So, and of course, being geniuses that we are, we both write on Medium.com. Medium.com, you need to go over there and check us out. There are links to our respective pages over there and our articles. So we hope that you will run over and check that out. And this morning, we've got to talk about tires and cars. How many are there, Shane, and where the hell are they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's actually, the numbers are staggering.
They
and
really
with,
is.
With this whole thing about the Green New Deal and global warming and shutting down the oil industry, when we go through some of these numbers today, I think those that watch us and we'll have this on the record will be astonished, like everything else we've talked about. But before we do, I have a lunch or a breakfast bet with you. Yeah. I made the determination over the weekend that I think Joe Manchin will be the Democratic nominee for president in 2024 from West Virginia.
Joe Manchin.
Yep. He after what's going to happen, and it's now it's inevitable. There's no question. We called it in November. The U.S. is in a recession. Probably since at the earliest February, probably earlier. This is heading in the wrong direction. If your Congress tries to put up a $1 trillion bill or $500 billion bill, it's the big D, buddy. You're into a depression.
Yeah,
It's wow. The euro's at $1.02 to the U.S. dollar. I mean, this is not good. All right, let's get on with tires.
All right. Well, hey, the first patent was back in 1870 or 1847 by a Scottish inventor, Robert William Thornton, or Thompson, rather. And he never manufactured it, Shane. It never went anywhere. And the first practical tire was in 1888 in Belfast.
Yes.
John Boyd Dunlap, and Dunlap tires are still around today. But
they are.
Yeah. Interesting story. Dunlap was a vet. He was a veterinarian.
Yeah. Isn't that I know. It's one of these things that he was a veterinarian, and he was fascinated by pneumatic machines. Mm-hmm. And, pneumatic is air pressure machines that require air pressure or operate on air pressure. Yeah. And his epiphany came from the steam engine and, watching it. And so he thought, oh, my goodness, maybe I could do something like create a tire, which, of course, he did. I think of all the things that I learned in this deep dive we did, just to start things off, 7 gallons of oil to produce one tire. 7 gallons.
Yeah. There you go. Wow.
So you've got 24 gallons of oil on 4 wheels on your car. Yeah. Now, you keep that in mind when Tom and I start talking about the numbers of cars and
that's
trucks
for sure.
And lorries, as they're called.
All of that stuff, yeah. Dunlap got the idea. His kid, his doctor recommended that the kid do bicycle riding for therapy. And the kid was getting headaches because the hard tires were bouncing him all over the rocky streets. So Dunlap invented this pneumatic tire to make the ride softer for his kid, which was pretty cool. So a little bit of trivia there, whether you need it or not.
That's all trivia. That's what's great about this.
Well, we got over 1 billion passenger cars traveling the streets and roads of the world today, and all of them have at least one or two or more tires, Shane.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's a staggering number. But then the other one is that 2.4 billion cars have been produced.
Yeah.
So, you know, 4.4 billion cars. Yeah. Times seven. I mean, you're talking major amount of oil, buddy. I mean, and that's not even going into the rest of the car, which, as you know, 60% of a car is oil. I mean, all the interior and
plastics,
all the plastics,
fabric,
the tubing,
everything.
All these things are so staggering because I love, you know, in Canada, the RCMP, when asked about a crime, you know, they always have, well, we can't discuss it because it's an ongoing investigation.
Yeah.
Well, what about this person you arrested? Well, he's a person of interest, but we can confirm he's known to us, and that's it. So no one wants to have the conversation with global warming, and in regards to this topic: cars, trucks, tires. It's a staggering reality of the necessity. So and by the way, keep in mind, electric vehicles have tires.
Yeah, they do. I mean, that's right. Yeah.
Now,
at least all of them I've seen have.
That's right. I mean, on June 28th of this year, 2022, Goodyear announced that they're going to move to make their tires made with renewable soybean oil compound. Oh, that's great. That's going to drive soybeans, a major food product. It's just an unbelievable and real situation that they want to have all their tires made with soybean oil by 2040. I mean, electric car, you can't buy an electric car. Not now that I think it's, you know, we're going to the air. That's the only answer. The only answer is build more electrical power plants and power-driven, air vehicles, whatever you want to call them. And, that's where we'll probably find ourselves. It's a rather ironic thing when you think about it, because all the things you and I like talking about, and especially things like this nature, just to create a library of information for some people to read. So Vertical Aerospace Limited, you remember me mentioning this, that they've gotten a license now in Europe for their aerial drone to seat 4 and 6. So when we announced it, the stock was at $4. And with the terrible market that as we see now, it's at $7.82. It's almost doubled. It's $8.
Yeah.
So if you want to buy something that in 30, 40 years is going to make you wealthy, like Amazon, or certainly like, Tesla. And as we've mentioned before, Tesla currently has it on his boards. He's coming up with a similar type, because that's the only place to go. You can't.
Well, going back to the new Green Deal, if you want to replace a billion cars right now with electrics, I'm sorry, that ain't going to happen in 12 years.
No,
you're just pretty well screwed. You might as well everybody in America could buy a electric car, and there'd still be 900 million out there somewhere.
You don't want to buy a new car in the next 20 years. You want to buy used cars, keep them for maybe 1-2 years, and then flip it again, sell it, buy a new used car. Because, the age of the car is basically the age of the horse, right? It is. I, you know, all all these people being told, oh, go out and buy an electric car. Well, not enough electricity. And right now, you know, electric cars only account for 2%.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're the novelty that the Model T was back in the, in the 20s.
Nice comparison.
You could do it that way. We do recycle some tires. 34% are recycled, 32% are incinerated for energy production, and that doesn't produce any pollution at all. A burning tire, seen that, holy mackerel. Black smoke is jealous of car smoke.
Well, and it's really quite remarkable because Pirelli, Michelin, Goodyear, Honda has a tire, and Isuzu has a tire. I mean, it's one of these things you look at when you start doing the research, and you know, it's like, what are they going to do with all of this? I mean, how are they possibly going to come up, you know, with new innovations when all of this is facing us in a very scary way, isn't it? I mean,
Well, no question about it. Yeah. 1 billion tires are generated every year, and there are currently 4 billion in landfills and stockpiles worldwide. And interesting thing, Shane, if these things are buried, they do not decompose.
Nope.
They don't go anywhere. And if they're if they're on top of the ground, they destroy whatever's under them. You can't grow anything. You can't grow anything there. So
that's right. If they do break up over time, which you know, is clearly several hundred years probably, but yeah, like you say, it destroys the earth. And one of the primary reasons is it kills the worms. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. It kills the worms in the ground.
Well, yeah, that's what I say. It kills whatever. If it lays on top of the ground, it's going to kill whatever's under it.
That's right.
And if you bury it, it doesn't decompose, so it's going to be there till the next coming, I guess.
Well, long after you and I are gone.
That's for sure, yeah. Yeah, as I mentioned, they don't decompose ever. You know, exposed to wind and rain, they'll eventually crumble. But they'll ruin whatever soil they sit on, so it's not good. So these things, you know, these are things that the Green New Deal people don't think about. You know,
that's right.
That we can't. When they talk about fossil fuels and all these things, they're forgetting. They're just thinking from the gasoline standpoint, not the standpoint of everything that goes into the car and everything that goes into their life around them. No matter where you are right now, you're surrounded, completely surrounded from floor to ceiling, wall to wall, of oil products.
That's right.
Unless you're out in the woods somewhere, you know, everything.
You know, there's over 73 million trucks on the road, all types, mm-hmm. of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive to look at the unit worldwide manufacturing. Dahmer produces over 700,000 a year. The only company in the United States that produces an 18-wheeler, the front part, you know, the big rig, 359,000 by Navistar International. Dongfeng of China, 336,000. Tata, boy, they're a big producer. Now, that's the company in India, the car company. They're the one that became famous in the last 20 years in India because they came up with the three-wheel car.
Yeah.
It was a huge sell. Anyway, 317,000 large trucks. Then Volvo, 200. Volkswagen, only a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
And then a couple of others.
Yeah, you got Peterbilt and some other big names, you know.
But they don't produce that many. You would think they would, but no, they don't.
No. Well, as everyone knows, it takes an 18-wheeler to get stuff from wherever it is to the store shelf. No, they don't fly it in.
No,
they don't train it in.
That's right.
And they don't horse cart it in either. So it's brought by that's brought by 18 wheels. And I would venture to say there's more than seven barrels in a truck tire, because they're about waist high on me.
That's right.
You know,
global. Yeah. And the, you know, the main six mm-hmm. Car manufacturers, number one is Toyota, of course. And then you have Ford because of their 150
truck. Yeah.
And then Volkswagen because of their smaller mm-hmm. cars for your Honda, mm-hmm. Nissan, and General Motors. So, you know, mm-hmm. Americans aren't even, you know, they're in the top six, but
yeah,
they're not the biggest producer either. You know, that used to be one of the big, you know, happy smile mm-hmm. looks on everyone's face because of the greatness of your country was, you know, they led in manufacturing, but, you know, they've given up so much to other countries to spread the wealth. So
yeah, right. Well, a lot of companies are working, you know, as we mentioned earlier, Goodyear is looking to use soybeans or other food waste material, I guess, is what they're looking at, Shane. Various companies are looking at this to produce tires without oil. And, of course, there is synthetic oil, of course. So, you know, and also how to dispose of them when their life is through. That's the big if. What do you do with all these? What do you do with all these tires? You know, you can't burn them. I guess you could shred them up maybe into some kind of powder and use them for who knows what. But
well, you remember during the Trump administration and his negotiations with China, they had one of the big deals with, you know, his trade agreements and everything with them was they had to buy more soybeans and wheat. Well, you know, mm-hmm. soybeans today are $1,512 a bushel. And wheat's at $795 a bushel.
Wow.
Palm oil, $3,787, you know, a ton. So yeah. These are the major components that, you know, manufacturers like Goodyear and everyone are going to be looking mm-hmm. at. So this is great for inflation. I mean, you know, if Goodyear is going to go to soybeans, I mean, soybeans yeah. could go to $3,000 or $4,000 a bushel.
Yeah, that's hard yeah. to believe, isn't it?
It really is.
I was going to say, people start planting soybeans in the backyard. It's going to be like finding gold back there.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's my soybeans. Okay, here's your $500.
Well, you know, I've met so many people in Montana, you know, at parties of my sister Tammy and Kelly's home, her husband, there in Bozeman, and you know, farmers that they're so proud of the barley they grow.
Oh yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. for beer. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like yeah. I've met, you know, several of them that there's 2, 3, 4 generations that have been selling their barley to like Budweiser,
mm-hmm.
and. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying it. But when you start having some other use for mm-hmm. something like that, you know, all of a sudden it's the unexpected consequences, big guy, right? We always mm-hmm. talk about it on the show.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. You can't do something over here and it doesn't affect something over there.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
So few of them think this or take the time to, you know, they look at one side of an issue, just like the Green New Deal. Oh, get rid of fossil fuels. Okay, well, no problem, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, like with the tire, I'm sure, you know, like one of the things we discovered, 37% are recycled, basically. You know, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some are actually are burned in coal furnaces to produce steel.
Mm-hmm.
Some are burned to produce electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Some are cut up and used to produce other things like the bottom yeah. of shoes or, you know, mm-hmm. or pads or mm-hmm. different things. Some are reconstructed and, you know, like, but, you know, mm-hmm. like close to 70% are dumped.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the big problem that, you know, there's so many in the landfills and everything that we mentioned earlier, you know, the numbers that are, I mean, they're staggering, the number of, you know, of tires we've got out there, you know, 4 billion in landfills alone. And those aren't going to go anywhere. Right. I mean, those are buried and they're just
buried.
They're just going to be there time immemorial. So,
well, you know, about 25 years ago, Quebec was a big buyer of, you know, mm-hmm. dumping, you know, a big place to dump tires from, yeah. you know, from the U.S. in particular, of course. And then one of their sites caught fire, 150 million tires, and they couldn't put it out.
Yeah.
And what, you know, once, and it's, you know, it's a high point to get it mm-hmm. To start burning. But, you know, once it started burning, couldn't get it out. Yeah. And it burned for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was horrific. And so, of course, they stopped importing used tires.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know, man. So, well, final thoughts, Shane?
Well, the important thing is this week, you know, that ex-vice president of... Mr. Clinton, you know, that started this Green New Deal has been on. And mm-hmm. he was, you know, of course, attacking oil, obviously, and... But again, no mention of what we've talked about today. And the reason I'm saying it with a final thought mm-hmm. is this is something to really read and research yourself. Come to our website, hit that bell, you know, do all the great things that our director and producer ask you to do, because we want to keep building the library, but we need people like you to watch us. We're way ahead of everyone on every topic we've been on. One of these things that you keep working at it, right, Thomas?
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Yeah, Linda says some tires are recycled for landscaping, and that's certainly true. So yeah, a lot of uses for these things. But well, where it comes right down to it, this, you know, I want to go back to the new Green Deal just briefly, that There are too many things based on oil. Even if we want all electric cars and forget about the infrastructure of charging them, you know. You save that much in fuel, but you still got to have tires for them. You still got to have all the plastic stuff inside. And electric car is going to have more plastic than a regular car because they can't afford a lot of weight.
Because that's right. It's got to be light.
It's got to be lightweight. So, you know, if you want to save the environment, I would suggest you buy a hybrid. At least use some gas, some electricity. You're still not polluting, but you're also the electric cars, just the technology just isn't there yet. You know, I mean, we're in the Model T stage with the electric car.
Well, it's not. And what's worse about it, too, one of the interesting aspects of car manufacturing were junkyards and mm-hmm. the recycling of all the material. You and I both remember back in the late 60s, 70s, 80s, grinding up cars mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. package them in, you know, like Goldfinger. Remember when they showed you that machine that could smash a car and they'd stack them and haul them off to a steel plant to recycle them. And the interesting aspect of all this is that still wouldn't be enough to provide the need of the mm-hmm. world. I mean, if we're talking over a billion cars on the road mm-hmm. today, trucks and cars. There's no way. I mean, it'd take 100 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe 100 years.
Yeah.
To recycle old combustion engine cars into electric mm-hmm. vehicles, because mm-hmm. you're not going to find enough material in the ground mining it. I mean, they pretty well, you know, dug up most of what mm-hmm. can be used for this type of industrial. Manufacturing. I mean, we have to go into an age of massive recycling.
Yeah,
that's probably more important than trying to get rid mm-hmm. of oil.
Yeah. Well, also too, battery technology will come along. You know, I mean, right now we're still in the Model T stage of batteries.
That's
right. You know, I mean, batteries are going to improve. They're going to get smaller. They're going to get more powerful. They're going to hold charges longer. But that's not today. You know, it might be 10 years from now. It might be 50 years from now before that happens. No one knows.
Yeah, that's right. And they keep, you know, they keep implying that somehow this is going to work out in the best way for mankind. But when the people that are talking about it don't care, I mean, someone was reporting this week that ex-vice president, was, you know, he bought a beachfront home in Florida, $30,000 a month.
Yeah.
You know, for his electric bill. I mean, none of these people believe it. It's like you and me, you know, save the world. The kids are starving. We got to produce enough food to save the world. UNICEF, yeah, right. but up. Yeah.
That's right.
Pretty dumb.
All right. Let me remind you that we are on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time at KMMSAM.com. Click listen now. Nothing to join, no sign up, no email, no personal information needed. You can call us, you can text us, you can do all of that really neat stuff. And also, our past shows are on KMMSAM.com, which will include this one, audio and video, both. Click Tom and Shane's podcast over there. And you'll be taken over there, and we'll be happy to add you to our little family here. And of course, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, and like us, because YouTube moves us up in the search results if we have a lot of people liking us and commenting and watching us. So we appreciate it if you would do that. And also, we'd like to remind you that we write on Medium.com. Shane and I both have articles over there on various topics. And
well, yours are a lot more popular than mine.
Well, I don't know about that. But
oh, yeah, they are. You got a lot more followers and readers than I do.
Well, that's true. Well, go over there and follow Shane.
He's got some great
articles over there. Yeah. So check them out. So. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, thanks for watching. And our next podcast, of course, will be coming up this Thursday. And we'll see everybody then. So thanks for watching. And we'll see you down the road.